Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings.
Welcome back. 17 till. No, it's not 17 till. It's 7 till the hour. What's wrong with me? You think after all these years I'd learn how to tell time, wouldn't you? It's 53 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the talk show host who can't tell time. Having a great visit with our good friend Gary Harps, the author of Six Disciplines for Excellence. Gary, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I'm sure you can't relate to that at all.
No, not at all.
Hey, Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. SixDisciplines.com, right? That's the website?
Yes.
Gary, the president is going to make a major speech on Thursday night about jobs. He's coming up. He's going to come up with some ways to think about jobs. Now, I don't know exactly what he's going to talk about. But I know a little bit about how he thinks about the way the economy works and how he thinks about the way jobs should be created. And he and I are not in sync in that definition. But I'd like to know what you think that he should say. What do you think if you were advising him? What would be the advice you would give him on how? What the government can do to contribute to job creation. Notice I didn't say create jobs.
Well, you know, I think the most powerful thing that any leader can do is educate his people on the truth. And the truth is government doesn't create jobs. It's individual businesses and especially startups and those sorts of things. And so, the getting out of the way, reducing regulation, creating an environment where our economy can work is the most useful thing the government can do. And, you know, if you look back the last time we had disaster economy in the 30s, we ended up trying to do a lot of short-term things to create jobs that really have affected the direction of the country ever since.
Ever since.
So we're one of those places, again, where the answer is not more welfare from Washington. It's got to be more less government and more freedom to the individual business.
Do you think
the only thing that works?
Do you think President Obama's speech is going to be about less government or more government?
Oh, it'll be about more government because you know we have a very short term mindset the next election, and so we promise things to get the next vote that are not really good long term policy. Mm-hmm. That's the problem.
One of the things that I think a president should do is inspire us. I think a president, the best work that a president can do is to inspire the people of America, the Americans, because I think a president should do what Lincoln prayed for, and that is that we would appeal to the better angels of our nature.
Mm-hmm.
Americans have a lot of there's a lot of esprit de corps in America. There's a lot of we believe in ourselves. It's in our DNA, and Americans respond to leaders who bring out that in us. Don't they?
Yep.
Don't
they
we?
Do.
And so
Absolutely.
Far and so far I hate to say this, but so far, and I really do hate to say this. I pray that he will do this Thursday night. But so far, President Obama hasn't tapped into that yet, has he?
No, he hasn't. And, you know, our founding father says a democracy or a republic can't stand without education. And one of the chief roles of our leader is to educate us, to help us mm-hmm. understand the circumstances we're in. And there aren't quick fixes. We need to make some sacrifices to get out of it.
Well, the other thing is, you said it a minute ago, the two big things that I'm worried about the speech, and I pray that we don't see, is number one, government thinking that they can create jobs and be the answer to job creation. That's not where the long-term fixes come from. And number two, picking winners and losers. The government should not be in the business of picking winners and losers.
No,
and yet that's what we've seen a lot of, And those are the two things. If you're going to watch for anything, folks, I'm hoping that he's inspirational, but I'm also hoping that he doesn't pick winners and losers, and that he doesn't think that we need more government spending on jobs. That's, Gary, that's not the answer, is it?
It isn't, but I'm fearful that that's what we're going to hear.
Yeah, and we'll see. SixDisciplines.com. The book is called Six Disciplines for Excellence. What's the other one, Gary? There's another one, isn't there?
Execution Revolution.
Yeah, there you go. That's the other one. And they're available at your website and also wherever books are sold, right?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gary. Take care of yourself. Appreciate you being here today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Gary Harpst, H-A-R-P-S-T is how you spell his last name. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.